February 18, 2023, it's the Watt for Pedro Show. Show. Happy Saturday. Just saw Brother from Another Planet, John Sayles, 1984. Offbeat Cinema. I think they're out of Buffalo. Offbeatcinema.tv if you want to go to the website, people. Saturdays via Retro TV. You can go to their website and you can stream it and see old trippy movies. Anyway, we started off the show here. What for Pedro Show. With the theme, this is Miles Davis with John Coltrane live at the Olympia Theater, Paris, March 21, 1960. Then we had Brand New from Conan Neutron and The Secret Friends, Cry Bullies, and because of them Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention all the way from fucking Dondo. Brother Conan, welcome aboard once again.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much. And further away than that even, Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now.
You ain't, but last time we talked, it was Dondo.
It was Redondo last time, yeah, which is hilarious to me because it was like, oh, yeah, I could just rip it over.
Now, do you live in Dondo or were you visiting friends?
No, we were recording.
You were in a studio. What, Total Access?
I was staying down there. I was at Toshi's place, Sound of Sirens, Toshi Kasai.
Toshi Kasai, who usually works downtown, but he lives in Dondo. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a longer story and it's quite boring why I was down there, but Sound of Sirens.
Toshi, he married a U.S. lady, right? And they've got a little family now. He's got a.
Yeah, they do. He does not live down there, but it doesn't really matter. That's where
he was using the studio there. Oh, okay. So you brought him in to be the engineer, man. I mean, the guy has incredible skills. Much respect to Brother Toshi.
Yeah, he does. He does all the Conan Neutrona's.
Oh well, your drummer, man,
Grover,
share with the fucking Melvins, and Toshi does a lot of Melvin stuff.
Yeah, we Toshi's studio is also the Melvins' space as well. So they share a space.
I think it's that Prac Pad on 7th Street by the river, LA River, right by that 7th Street Bridge.
It's an undisclosed location up in Sun Valley, if you can believe it.
Okay, this is a former place I'm thinking of, because I practiced with some people there. Yeah, it was some big old industrial building. They turned into a bunch of prac pads.
Yep.
And some guys had, like, studios built in there and shit. And
why not? Why wouldn't
Sun Valley, actually, you know who's in Sun Valley? Dave Ratt. I don't know. You know about him and his PA company? It started with Black Flag. Rider truck, rental truck, you know, and now he's got semis, and him and Brian, much respect to them. But also, that's the last place I saw Tony 19 from the Dills, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay, wow.
That was a heavy, he's beautiful, he signed my bass. But let's talk about, and Chip now, he does electronic music, he ain't playing guitar. Anyway, let's talk about this new Cry Bullies.
Yeah,
did you do it
absolutely.
With Toshi?
Yeah. So Toshi is so intrinsic to what Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends are. Like, he's not, he will do an overdub here and there, but, like, he's not really a playing member, like, in the live band or anything, but he's so important to Secret Friends and honestly,
you're talking about creating audio documents.
Right. Exactly, which is different from the live show, but it's...
Well, yeah, that's showbiz. That's work in the room. That's fucking... We're the latest phase of vaudeville, Brother Conan.
Right. Exactly.
It's honest ways for honest work. I have no problem with it. In fact, I'm way into being from that.
I'm trying to remember what we talked about last time, if we even got over to it. But basically, when Conan Intro and the Secret Friends started, like, I was ready to hang on my hat, man. I was like, not done, but I just was.
It kind of started in Oaktown up north, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm from, and my old band is sort of taking a break, and in the way that, like, I call it, like, when couples start to swing and stuff to spice up the marriage, which is never usually... And I got in my head, because I had been working towards doing more demo stuff, like, working on my own, and those guys were moving more, like, play in the room and allegedly listen to the practice space recordings, but not really. And I was like, well, let me try, like, we got this time. Let me try to make this record. And that's how Secret Friends came about, is that I went to Toshi because my old band had worked with him. And I just really dug his whole deal. Like, I dug his whole vibe, his
talent.
Well,
how'd you find out about him?
I met him. Some friends of mine play in a band called Big Business.
Oh, Cody and...
Cody and Jared.
The bass drum thing. That's when Melvins had, like, a twofer rhythm section.
Right. But I know them from even way before that. And Toshi briefly, for like a year or two, played guitar with them.
Okay. So it was like sort of like He Who Cannot Be Named with the No Means No guys.
Right, exactly. So I knew him from playing shows with them, because my old band, Replicator, would play shows with Big Business, and, like, that's how I kind of got to know Toshi. And then I was like, oh, you record, too. And then I heard, first record I heard from him, I didn't realize it was him at the time, was that Hostile Ambient Takeover Melvin's record. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does good work, really. Look, you gave me this tune, The Commuter. Did Toshi record this?
Yes, absolutely. So, Toshi, anything Kona Neutron, The Secret Friends, it's all Toshi's recorded. All the albums, all like whatever.
Well, let's bring it to the fucking listeners. Here's The Commuter, people.
A group that's known as Television, and this is a television show, so we thought no better group could be picked to be on this show. Television.
We're going to do a little political number now. Some 70s politics. something called Hard on Love. That doesn't matter. I sit in the corner to scatter the wheat on my head and my head and my knees. No, I care, but you're so hard to please. Hard on the hard on love. Hello.
Hello. 17 with 7 cents in pocket for the Shasta Beauty Queen. from the city of Greece. He says, I'm Jack, and in my skin, I am at peace. And yes, I know the place to where I run.
Watch for Pedro Show at Chunk of Music. Start off with The Commuter from Conan Neutron and Secret Friends. Although Tony Ash on bass ain't so secret, neither is David.
He's
Dale,
I mean,
Cover. I mean, they're not too secret. So I know two of the friends. After that was Cat Casual people. And The Final Word do an introduction, A Kafka Kiss. Whatever the fuck that is. well, song titles are trippy, right? And then Television, when Richard Hell was in the band. This is the first version, right? 1974. This was on an underground TV show in New York City. Remember when the cable companies, in order to get the monopoly, they would give offer up things to communities like, hey, you get community access. It's a famous There's a Minuteman one of us playing acoustic like that from downtown L.A. Well, that's what this was. And this was called Underground Tonight. And a band called Television, why not, 1974, Hard on Love. Tom Verlaine explains it as a political song in the spiel. You heard it, people. Then brand new from Uboa, Detransitioning, Ivan the Tolerable. This is out of England with Memory.
Pat, I love that band.
Narrowed. Yeah. Ollie, right? Great cat. The Path of Narrowed Interest from Ray Shin out of Reno. Fuck Off Walls from Lum and the Texas Homewreckers. This is a Portland, Oregon guy living in Fukuoka, Japan. Guided by Voices, Slowly on the Wheel. It's every other month, so Bob Pollard's got a new album. Well, By His Town is, you know, that, you know, what's it called? East Palestine, where this train derailment. Yeah, terrible. Infinite River after that, brand new, some kind of collab, and very inventive title for this tune, Track 3. I already played Track 1 and 2. Finally, Conan Neutron, Secret Friends with the Misplaced Optimism of the Dude.
That's right.
Okay, when do you get the titles? After the stuff, do you write them, or do you start with the title, like what?
It's never real until there's a title to hang on it, okay. Ever.
I got to start with one. I got no fucking anchor, no focus.
Yeah, I can have, like, all the ideas in the world until it's got a title, it isn't a song. And then that actually makes it real for me. And that's how I've always kind of worked. And a lot of times, sometimes, well, it's funny, you played Misplaced Optimism of the Doomed. That's one I've had kicking around for forever. And first time I wrote a song to that, I was like, this isn't any good.
Also, sometimes the title gets repurposed.
It's kind of rare for that to happen, but here's the deal. That EP that he also played The Commuter on, it's called Dangerous Nomenclature. Dangerous Nomenclature, right? Yeah. And it's a split with this other band with a cumbersome-ass name called The Erratic Retaliator Strategy. And the idea was pick three titles, and each band writes a song to the title, which is how I always work, but I don't think it's how they normally work.
You know what? I was part of a compilation like that about 15 years ago called Here's Your Orders. And the guy gives me this title like a ghost on fire. And he said, now write a song to this.
Yeah. And it was cool. And we knew, because those cats I love that band, but they're so different than what we do. I knew there was no chance it was going to sound the same.
It's good that bands are different, I think. Fuck genre and branding and that shit.
So, yeah, that was the idea. That's why it's
Express your own personas, right?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Okay. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, February 18, 2023. Special guest, Conan Neutron. Hold tight for hour two. February 18, 2023. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
let's go of a red balloon full of dreams and helium. It rises to the sky, floating red punctuation in the blue. Then someone aims and shoots it, and I don't know why. This shoot at balloons. This shoot at balloons. This shoot at balloons. I wish I could tell you why. Wish I could tell you why. Now there's thousands of balloons made every day all across the world. Thousands of guns and bullets every day too. When there's a bullet for every balloon, I guess you know what's gonna happen. Somehow shooting balloons just becomes a thing to do. Let's shoot at balloons. Any luck, you won't have to see it get shut down. With any luck,
sounds silly to say, but at that age of 5, I actually had that feeling like I knew that my destiny was music. And I used to also throw temper tantrums in rhythm on the floor.
I made my own drum kit out of pots, pans, chopsticks, and ice cream buckets and margarine buckets. rock and roll for life.
For Pedro show, start off the second hour. Now, this is a different thing, people. It's still Conan Neutron, but it's not with his secret friends. This is something called Household Gods with Shine Theory. And after that, we had Sam Bennett out of Tokyo, originally from Birmingham, Alabama. He's been there 25 years, shooting balloons. Anti-Strawberry, this is Brian Day up near the city. Made me a string excited for my bass because these E-bows are built for guitars. I couldn't get it up for my big collab with Al Margolis and Walter Wright. So thank you so much, Brian Day. Wendy is the tune. And finally, again, Household Gods, rest in power. Brother Conan, please enlighten us to Household Gods.
Sure, sure. So that's a... That's an interesting record, interesting band. It was by nature of some unfortunate events. It was Dave Pajo of Slint.
David, I got to do a gig with him in September for Lance Bang's 50 B-Day.
Saw that, yeah. Well, I didn't see it. I would love to have seen it. But Vern Rumsey, my dear friend of Unwound, who passed away now.
Myself, the bass man, right?
Yeah, yeah. And LKN, Lauren K. Newman, who also has passed away. So, unfortunately, half the band's gone, so there's always kind of like a bit of power over that record.
You know, but that's what you were asking about Gerald Casala in our talk yesterday, and he was saying, "What? This is what happens as you get less younger." He says almost every week somebody he knows is. But, you know, he brought in a new shipmate. You know this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like
absolutely.
1 year old or something. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so how did Household Gods get together? Was it your idea, or was it something that you were asked to join?
So I guess I was more or less, I usually end up being the organizer for these things. Vern kind of came up with it. But we went down to, you know, Rancho de la Luna out in the desert.
Dave Ketchum from Memphis. Okay, well, here's buddy Larry from Knoxville, Larry Mullins, I'm going to record with tomorrow here in Pedro at Casa Hanzo. So, and I stayed there for a week and recorded. Larry was producing this singer, James Elegans, out there, an album, and he had me play the bass on it. So you were recording there, huh?
Yeah, so the idea was, like I mentioned with Secret Friends, we always record with Toshi, we always record his spot. It's our locked-in kind of deal. But Dave was like, hey, come by and record something. I'm like, all right, cool. And so then I got together Vern, got together Lauren, Paul, and the idea was we didn't have anything written beforehand. Nothing was written beforehand. Nobody came in with anything. And then we basically came up with stuff like that day. Like that morning, we'd be like jamming at the kitchen table, coming up with stuff.
Well, with them, but the members, you think it was Vern who selected the members?
I guess he was more or less me organizing it.
It was you. Okay, because I thought you said usually you do, but you didn't this time.
Well, because I don't feel like I didn't have, like, some grand design with it necessarily. It just kind of ended up happening because everybody had a different place that they were at head-wise.
Yeah.
And for me, this was right before I did that Dark Passengers record, that one about depression and mental health.
Sure.
I was way in my head about a lot of stuff. And Vern kind of had a lot to come back from as well. Paho had been in that horrible accident that almost killed him.
He showed me his leg. They had to take skin from another part of his body.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, his doctor told him to walk it off. What?
I got told that after some, you know, before major knee surgery. Okay, motherfucker, I'll walk.
Fuck it up. But and Lauren, who's amazing, she's there's samples in that Rest in Power song. It's all her because we added that after we recorded it because she died before the record came out.
Oh,
she just never got to kind of play in the caliber of musicians that, she was. She was such a powerhouse. So everyone kind of had a thing, right? And it was like, well, why don't we just get back to, like, making stuff for the sake of making stuff. We'll do something together, and if it turns into a thing, it turns into a thing. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, we'll get this cool experience of no pressure, no anything, and just go.
You'll have a document to prove it happened.
Yeah, and I think
you gave me another thing that I have no idea, because this is not one of your secret friends. This is Action Chief.
Where?
Wofford Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Action Chief, which you're going to hear all about from Brother Conan in a few minutes. Few seconds. Envy is all the rage. Then we had Brother Al Margolis by Brother Brian Day made me that basic sires. Brother Walter Wright could join us. It was called the Ponzi Trip kind of collab. Anyway, DGB1 from If Bawana, his alter ego. Steve Jones for President from Muskeg Mudsuck out of Anchorage, Alaska. And then back to Conan Neutron and his secret friends. It's like the magic band, his magic band. If you're into Captain Beefheart people, you'll know the difference, right? There, I think there's buttload. Read the Mike Barnes book on his second edition. A Sharper Future. Okay, the floor is yours, Brother Conan. Enlighten us to fucking Action Chief. And what's the difference between a band and a proj?
Totally different band. For me, a band is some of the practices, play shows, et cetera, et cetera. Project usually to me implies just recording. That isn't always the case. With Action Chief, Action Chief came together because Joe Cannon, now of Resurrectionists, and formerly
of Work. He's going to be on the show soon. Howard just set something up with me. Whoa. Okay.
The record's so great. I love it. They're a great band. He approached me at a show after I moved to Milwaukee and was like, hey, man, like, we should put something together. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Like, my only thing, though, I just want to play guitar. I just want to shred. I don't want to be the front man. I want to just play cool guitar stuff. That's all I want to do. And he was like kind of surprised by that. And then we kind of were there, you know, having an adult beverage and like workshopping names. I was like, oh, you know, how about Action Chief? And he's like, that's great. And that's usually the hardest part about naming a band is getting the name, right? And for a lot of folks, myself inclusive. And then we started coming up with like kind of cool guitar stuff, but we kind of had a bunch of false starts because my plan with it was I wanted to be a band that just played shows and like kind of didn't bother with recording until like some place down the line. And then Secret Friends, you know, who already made records, could kind of exist in its own space. But every time we would get going with a lineup and like stuff would be looking good, it would just fall apart every time. And I've never really had that experience. What? Like my bands have all been very long lived, same people, you know, usually. And because I'm in a band that actually does a lot of stuff, I was always in the back burner. And so eventually, we were like, well, hell, we like these songs. We like what we're doing here. But why don't we just grab Tony? Tony's like my, like, you know, musical life mate, shared brain bass player guy, Tony Ash. And we'll grab JB, who plays touring drums for Secret Friends a whole bunch. And I was like, why don't we just show him the songs and make a record so we can, like, show people what this thing is. And that's what we did. We went down and recorded Mike Lust in Chicago. Yeah. And made a record, and what's funny is I think the only time Action Chief has played so far, though, it's been opening for Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends, like almost every show.
So you never leave the stage. Now you can play with me. Now it's your turn to play with me. And now, I was doing a tour, and the two other bands, it was a fire hose tour, and the two opening bands, I was in both of them. I never got off the stage, three fucking bands.
Oh,
I felt so weird about that tour. Yeah, now can play with me. Now it's your turn to play with me.
So what I do, but yeah, I change clothes when we and play a different guitar when the Secret Friends stuff. Like, it's very clear.
Well,
there's a difference.
I was not that clever. Much respect to you.
It confused everybody all the same, though. Everyone was like, what? What is this? Because, you know, we were like, well, nobody knows who the hell this is anyway, so we'll just make it kind of mysterious. But
what I did to make it different? I actually played different songs with the different bands.
Yeah. Well, that's
no, because the real dog thing would like to play the same fucking tunes with different.
but it's doubly funny because I knew we needed someone to play second guitar for some stuff for Secret Friends. I actually called on Joe Cannon, and he actually tours with us and plays with a lot now because I knew I could play guitar with him. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I get people into the band, the live band, is like I have to know their personality first, and then what kind of player they are. So it's even more confusing because it's like there's some aspects of Secret Friends where it's like, no, it's the same dudes, but it's like totally different. Like, what? I mean, it's rock music, whatever. It's not that different, but you know, it's like we're playing like ska or something. But
you mean a stylistic thing?
Stylistically, yeah. But then
there's the thing that's not even musical, right? Especially you're talking about tour. There's the personalities that can get in the way, maybe.
And that's with the live band, especially Secret Friends, that I, how people, it's, everyone's a killer musician, right? But there's a lot of killer musicians out there. So that, who can you be in a van with?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I mentioned that, Brother Coney.
Yeah, you know what's up. I know you know what's up.
Right. Trading files with some dude over the internet is different than riding in the fucking boat with him. but you know, there's enough opportunities in this world, right? O-word, opportunity, people, not B-word, burden.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the second hour, February 18, 2023. What Pigos, your special guest, Conan Neutron. Hold tight for hour three. February 18, 2023, it's third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Well, I know something you don't know. We'll be right back.
Bought for Pedro show. Started off third hour with Hindsight is 2020 from Conan Neutron and The Secret Friends. Noisuka after that with Fetish number 3, not just Fetish people, but number 3. David Gerard after that with Intercessionary. Labyrinth Rip from Mold Omen out of Baltimore. Conan Neutron and The Secret Friends after that with Passive Ask, which is probably a notch over Passive Tell. At least they're still fucking asking. Hasn't gotten down to that level yet. So you know, notice these tunes, they're from a couple years ago, right?
That's the first record, man. Yeah, that's like Baby Pictures.
I dug deep because you didn't give me all 11, so I went and found 4 more.
Well, that's cool, though, because, like, I don't think about some of those songs that much, but it's like that's where it all started. And
I'm trying to give people the backstory there, Brother Conan.
Yeah, and it's cool because I feel like this band is so prolific that sometimes
let's get into that. What is the process of coming up with shit? What do you think makes it prolific? Well, one thing, you got your bass man, right? Well, even called him a musical other side of your mind or something?
Oh, at this point, yeah. I mean, like, I started, the difference between, like, first song and everything else is knowing that it was going to be Tony, because I wrote that first album. The demos were just demos, right? I didn't know Grover was going to say yes. I didn't know Tony was going to say yes. So I started writing songs with Tony in mind.
Okay. First batch is all you. But as the band goes on, does Dale come in part of a composition, Tony?
Yeah. So even at the first record, though, those guys are putting their own, I'll come up with, right? But what they do is so better.
So sort of like a Hal Blaine, Carol Kaye Wrecking Crew trip? Or she said it was never the Wrecking Crew. She called it the clique, yeah.
Kind of like that at first. And then, like, so you break Cry Baby at the opening of the show. That's a Tony Ash. That's, it started with the bass line on that one. Okay. So that.
Now, when you say he started with the bass line, you mean you didn't bring in a demo that Tony started that tune off? I understand the composition, the way it's recorded and stuff, but I'm talking about the way it was composed.
Yeah, well, it started, like, that bass line was all Tony, and then I wrote all the guitar stuff around it. You know, Grover came up with all the drums.
Tony went first.
So it does happen. I
know about it. I write about 95% of my songs on bass. You can start a song with a bass. I mean, composition-wise, people, not just recording-wise.
But the bass is very important in Conan Neutron and The Secret Friends. Like, it's vital to
he's a bitchin' bassist. I really dig both the way he plays and the way he composes. I like the way the parts fit the music. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people ask me I got interviewed for the station here that does the Dodgers, right? So this guy, what are you trying to do with the bass, Watt? And so I had thought, man, I got to make this so they can get it. Well, I'm trying to dance with a kick drum.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's, look, Tony Ash and Dale Grover, okay, right? I think those guys
absolute. But what we're showing the people is, it's not just this man comes with a demo and say, okay, flesh this out. Sometimes these guys, they are the kind of part of the demo making.
Yeah, Fight Math, I think you played last time I was on.
Yeah.
That more or less came in the studio from just two riffs that we had kicking around, both of us, for like, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. And it never fit anywhere. And then we was like, oh. You know, Grover's like, hey, what's that? That's cool. And I was like, oh, well, this is this thing I've had for forever. And Tony's like, oh, I got this other thing. And then we're like, great, let's make that. And then now, well, the funny thing is, that album, a bunch of people were like, yeah, well, clearly this is the best song on the record. And I was like, oh, God damn it. All right.
Oh, because it was accidental, the way it came about?
Okay. It had the least thought put into it, right?
Yeah.
Which sometimes is like that. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah, what do they say? Shows to go, yeah. Well, what about this one here? This is another oldie. Casually Intense.
Yeah, so that is the first song that was ever written for Conan Neutron, The Secret Friends.
Whoa!
And sort of, yeah.
So we're gonna hear the Twinkle in the Pappy Eye tune. Let's listen, people.
Mm-hmm.
Bought for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. That chunk started off with Casually Intense. I think I said casualty last time like an idiot. It's Casually, people. And this was the very first song for Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Then we had Junk Drawer from Death Tape Super Bass out of Chicago, not far from Milwaukee. Rock Kalam Bob Moses, Damon Smith duo with Heavy Earth. And finally, Conan Neutron and Secret Friends, All Your Nostalgia Is Killing Me.
Oh, man, more baby pictures, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that fucking TV show Happy Days came on. My pop said, those were not fucking Happy Days. So that Potsy and Fonzie shit, fuck that, people.
Yeah, so Casually Intense is sort of like it's funny because that's something that I took as a critique of myself that some people said, you know, like in, you know, trying to be friendly or whatever. Like, oh man, you're just so intense all the time, Conan. You're casually intense, and I'm like, all right. And so, not only is it the first song written for Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends, it's the first one we recorded, and it's also the theme song to my show, to Conan Neutron's Protonic Reversal. So,
was it because people were saying that? You know, to me, have you ever met this cat in Vancouver, Canada, called Nardwar?
Yes.
little bit. I mean, he's his own man. You're your own man. But I put you on the same planet. And I think it's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing. So tell those people fucking wise up.
Well, that's it. Turned it around. I made a song out from it. So I'm like, all right. Because for me, I don't think it's a detriment.
Nature would tell you the same thing. A farmer would say, hey, you want a good crop? Use a lot of manure. So keep it coming, motherfuckers. So the songwriting, do people still feed you shit like that? Do you still write songs from feedback from people?
No, I mean, every once in a while. I feel like now it's so firmly, there's a voice to it, you know what I mean? Like, there tends to be, the concept always kind of fuels the record. Like, there's a record we did called Art of Murder that is about Hannibal Lecter and, like, the world around him, like those books. And the various movies and TV shows and whatnot. There's that Dark Passengers record, which is depression and mental health. You know, it's not everything isn't a concept, but I like that kind of stuff. That stuff kind of fuels my creativity.
But that, so there's something to like rally around, but they're not really like operas or like different parts. They're collections of songs,
right.
Still. Yeah. Okay.
We did a series of singles called Protons and Electrons. There's a bunch of split 7-inches, and so it was like Secret Friends on one side, and then like a band, someone who plays with it or is involved with Secret Friends or important to the story of the band on the other. Because, you know, protons, electrons, neutron makes the atom, right? And the
well,
only
neutrons,
conceit was that...
Here's neutrons. If you understand opposites attract... Yep. And same repel. You need the fucking neutrons in there as glue to keep the protons. How can they be next to each other? That's
exactly.
The conundrum of the atomic theory, you know. And remember, these are models and stuff. But what's next? Now that the Cry Bullies is out, you know, when people put out stuff, a lot of cats I talk to, they're already thinking of the next thing. Are you doing that?
Oh, absolutely. So, and you hit on point. This last thing on that. You mentioned like the nucleus of the atom, right? That's the entire thing of it. It's not done in a vacuum. None of it.
Well, the problem was what Albert Einstein had. There's different laws because like that ship. Why doesn't the electron crash into the nucleus? You know, because small atomic forces, different laws than the macro, micro and macro. That's why he's trying to get unified theory. He never did. Broke his heart.
The Cry Bullies, which is a that's a concept because, like, these people that, like, play the victim on the internet, but they're actually, you know, finding new ways to prep people and be assholes. And so that's where that came from. And that's going to be on a split LP with this band Lung, who we love. They're cello, vocals, and drums, and they're just amazing. It's intense.
What town?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. You know what they like chow in there? Spaghetti with chili. But it's like trippy chili. It's not Mexican, you know. It's and like kind of trippy cheese, maybe Velveeta or something. But I like Cincinnati, man. You couldn't play there for years. You had to play across the river in Newport, Kentucky.
Newport, yeah.
What was it called? Before that, it was called the Jockey Club. But then, you know why it's called that, right? The Thompson Machine. But Procter & Gamble, right? That's why Larry Flint put that Robert Mapplethorpe exhibition. Anyway, so your plan is next to do a...
It's a split LP with Lung. And it's actually all done except for one song for our end. And it's cool release because we each cover a song from the other band. Yeah. And then there's a song, Kate from Lung sings a duet with me on the Secret Friend side. And then Tony and I do guitar and bass on one of their songs.
When's it coming out?
It's going to be this fall.
Look, when it comes out, why don't you get that Lung lady and we do a conference call on Skype and we'll play the record and fucking... have
Hell
a briefer.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds bitching. That sounds really bitching. And what you got going now, this Crybully's really happening. So that's I got that kind of vibe from it. The assholes. Yeah. Sort of like a passive ask, but even weirder, huh?
Yeah, exactly. More nefarious.
Thank you for writing that, right? Because you need the times call for it, Brother Cohen. And so that's your invite, okay? The Lung Secret Friend record coming. Okay, we'll talk about it. People, it's been the February 18, 2023 edition of Watt Peters. He'll keep your powder dry.